Friday, February 19, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Marianne O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Diversified miner Anglo-American has reported a group operating profit of $5 billion. The company also announced an expected resumption of dividends in 2010. Anglo said that $4.5 billion of the operating profit was from core operations. The company, headed by CEO Cynthia Carroll, said that asset optimization and procurement efficiencies had realized savings of more than $1.6 billion. $1.4 billion of this was from core operations. An asset optimization and procurement target of $2 billion had been set for core businesses alone in 2011. Platinum major Implats is withholding further expansionary investments in Zimbabwe until the Zimbabwean government resolves outstanding issues and clarifies its latest indigenization statements. Among the outstanding issues is the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's holding without acknowledgement of $34 million due to Implats Zimbabwe subsidiary Zimplats. Implats CEO David Brown noted that while the company is not anti-indigenization in Zimbabwe and that it does have plans in place to address the proposed legislation, it does seek additional clarity around the matter. Also making headlines, JSE listed Simmer and Jack Mine's third quarter output drops 13%. South Africa may get a 1.2 billion rand integrated metals plant. The Queensland state government demands answers from Xstrata on its lead emissions, and AIM-listed gemstone miner Gemfields achieves first production from its trial underground mining operations in Zambia. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.